78 right now. High today later on this afternoon of about 93 before the floodgates open up and the cold front moves its way. Just speaking of, by the way, look at the weather brought to you by Weatherford Truck and Equipment. The faith in meteorological folks around this area. I'll just echo what Teresa said this morning at the 7-Eleven on my way in.
What's that?
I know they're saying it's going to rain. It ain't going to rain.
She doesn't think so.
No, there's a lot of doubt with everything. So, and I've been trying to hunt down Pete Delkus. I waited outside in this parking lot space for a while, but I can't get him. So we're going to call up our friends over at the National Weather System here and see if we can't figure out exactly what's going to happen with the wild weather that is apparently coming our way. That's a lot of digits to dial there. Okay, here we go. We're going to dial. See if we can get somebody here.
Yes, thank you for calling the National Weather System. Oh. This is Scott Victor. How may I help you?
Yes, Mr. Victor, we're looking for a meteorologist.
Oh, well, you just so happen to have one.
Well, fantastic, you.
You're done tootin'.
You're a snappy little fellow this morning.
Well, it is important to always be tropical and topical.
Okay, all right there. Well, we want to go to the source and figure out about the severe weather we haven't had in a while.
Oh, so yes, actually. Our computer model suggested about 72% of people are actually concerned about the weather today. But that's just an early projection.
That's not really what we needed, but we were looking more of a timeline of the cold front and the storms severe.
All right, well, there is a 12% chance it's going to show up as early as 3 o'clock, and then it jumps to about a 22% chance coming at around the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, wow.
But then it goes all the way down to less than 5% until it picks up around 9 o'clock,
where we have about
a 71% chance of it blowing in from a northwesterly direction. Yep. Then after 10 o'clock, it really, really jumps up, but I'm not ready to give it a full 100% yet.
Okay, that's a lot of percentages right there. You're sure of that?
Yeah, we're about 42% confident on that.
You're 42% confident that you're 100% sure?
Well, I mean, there's a decent percentage of it. I mean, it's upward around 80%.
Okay. So the big question, I mean, it's going to rain, right?
Yeah, but I'm not ready to commit fully to that.
Okay, what are you willing to commit on?
Yes, within the span of about 6 hours, quite a meteorological event is going to occur that we're going to lose about 50 degrees in the course of about 6 hours.
I did hear this, yes.
And we're about 69% sure of that happening.
What about rain?
It's a soft commit. It's a
soft commit. Okay, all right.
Well, can y'all definitively tell us anything?
Yeah, please.
Well, I can definitively say that we have went officially 40 days without any measurable rain recorded.
Yeah, that's 40
days and 40 nights if you're playing home.
I factually saw that. That is correct, yes.
Well, I can say that factually because that has already happened. So we're about...
Oh, yeah, you're not predicting
89% at that. Yeah.
You're not even 100...
Yeah, not a full 100.
100%, honey, on something that's happened? Is it going to rain?
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
And it's probably going to get cold?
Probably.
Oh, I would think that's possible.
Okay, all right. Can you...
Anything is.
Can you tell us anything is? Anything?
Well, the only thing I can 100% warn you about and predict, coming in from the north, they're already starting to move across. We have a 100% chance in this area of being invaded by Oklahomans.
That is true. Sadly.
Thank you. Well, anytime you call this up, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think we'll call back, but I appreciate that.
Waking up with Real Country 92.1, Hank FM.